In practice, we are often doing battle with our defilements. Can you speak about ways of gladdening the heart? Stop doing battle with your defilements. Quit picking a fight with them. You just go around picking fights and you end up bruised and battered. I don't know about anybody else, but where I grew up, it was a pretty rough town, and it was always people, Friday night, Saturday night, next, they'd always be in fights. And they said, oh, why is it like this? Well, if you'd stop picking the fights, stop being stupid, it wouldn't be a problem. So that I think one of the things is how we conceive of that sort of us against them and me against the defilements. And sometimes, sometimes we're, there's a certain kind of assumption that somehow that's, it's just working ourselves up into to get energy in that way is useful. But it's tiring. So to be able to start recognizing that they, again, my Dhamma wish for people is that they gain some peace and clarity, so that it starts to become clear that really the biggest obstacle is our own, oftentimes our own conception of ourselves, our own conception of the world around us, and just to recognize that within us we have the ability to perceive truth, perceive the way things truly are, and we all have really wholesome qualities. We have good qualities that we can lift up and give importance to and rely on. So that to just learning how to encourage ourselves, that's a really important way of and dealing with that, because it's true. I mean, there are, we all have the other side as well. We have our shadow side of the unskillful, but we don't need to really react to it in ways that give those qualities energy. So lifting up the skillful is really important. In the Mindful Breathing Sutta,